You're listening to North Carolina Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Brond. The Durham Police Department released its own preliminary internal report today on the death of 17-year-old Jesus Huerta. Huerta suffered a gunshot wound to the head while handcuffed in the back of a police cruiser in November. I'm joined in the studio now by Jorge Valencia, who's been covering the story for us at WUNC. And Jorge, what's the newest information we learned from this report with regard to how Huerta was killed?
Well, yeah, so the police issued a summary, actually, of their internal report today. And Captain Laura Clayton from the Durham Police, she's in charge of their standards division. She stopped short of saying that Jesus had a firearm with him and that the officer who picked him up, Officer Duncan, patted him down and didn't find it. I mean, she drew a portrait that that pretty much painted that scene. She said there's a plastic back seat in the car. There's no creases to hide anything. Two officers checked it that day. There hadn't been anybody in the backseat for hours. And then an officer patted Jesus, didn't find anything. And then afterwards, when he was taking Jesus to the police department, there was a shot in the back of the car.
Well, and obviously there was a gun there. So do we know anything about how that gun got in the car?
That's still not clear. Right now, the police said that it was a .45 caliber firearm and that the last place where it could be traced to was a pawn shop in Georgia in 1991. And that's really all they said about where the firearm came from.
Well, and obviously, there's been so much attention from this case. Are you able to sense the reaction from the community yet on this? And what about from Huerta's own family and friends?
Well, there was immediate reaction. The family's lawyer, his name is Alex Charnes, he spoke to reporters outside of City Hall just a few minutes after the police gave their summary. And he said two things. He said that that there was another person with Jesus the night that he was picked up. It was a young man called Jaime Perez, and that Jaime's testimony would really dispute the fact that Jesus had a firearm with him. That's one thing. And the other thing was that he said that the family told police in a 911 call that Jesus had substance abuse issues in the past and that he had threatened to kill himself. And now what the police said really at their conference was that they did get that information from the family, but that it was unclear whether or not this personal death threat had been immediate. And so
we don't really know whether that there was any indication that the mental health may have figured into what actually transpired.
I mean, it wasn't asked whether or not the Jesus's mental health played a factor here, but it was clearly something that was being discussed. And the director of the emergency dispatch center, the 911 center in Durham, said that they didn't include that in the narrative that they gave to the officer because the family said in the 911 call that there was no physical or mental health issues that needed to be relayed immediately to the police officer.
Jorge, Durham PD has taken a long time to get this report out. A lot of people in the community are going to remain skeptical about this aspect. Is there any explanation as to why this information has been so tightly guarded?
Not really. The police chief, Jose Lopez, has spoken multiple times in the past. He's given press conferences, and the information has been doled out in very small increments. Today, they released this summary of their report, and really, there's still some parts that are missing from it. And really, at this point, I think that what a lot of people are missing, or a lot of people want to see, is the state's investigation into it.
Yeah, and when the State Bureau of Investigation, when is that report coming out? Any word yet on that?
So today I spoke to a spokeswoman from the SBI, and she said that the report is close to being finished, but it's still unclear. There's no date yet on when that information is going to be released to the public.
All right, Jorge. Obviously, many more questions than answers at this point. Thank you so much.
Thank you.